Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
All right, guys, welcome to Bourbon A. Hey, we're excited to get this camp going. A lot of hard work ahead of us, starting with the conditioning test in a couple hours from now. Honestly, feel good about the competition. It's going to be a competitive camp set up for that. We've had really good work through the OTAs and the mini camps, and we expect to carry that momentum into this training camp. On another note, just want to stress the appreciation to ONU, their staff, and really the entire city of Bourbon A. It's an exciting time, and we're looking forward to a productive camp.
You know, just to touch on that, you know, I know the coaching staff's really excited. You know, I think this is the deepest, most competitive team we've fielded so far. You know, I think there's going to be hard decisions. It's the first year in our tenure that I can really remember where we're, you know, we got five or six green magnets on the board that we're going to look at after the season or after the training camp's over on the waiver wire and claims. So, you know, that's cause for great excitement, and we're excited to get started.
Yeah, right now, Brad, we've got the physicals going on as we speak. Then we got the conditioning tests. So we'll kind of go from there. But to be honest with you, we feel pretty optimistic about it heading into this. So, and you know, that's really a credit to those players, how hard they've worked, the trainers, the strength and conditioning staff. We feel pretty good about it. We just want to get through these physicals, get through the conditioning test, see how they respond. But right now, we're pretty optimistic. There's a chance that he's ready to roll. We don't have to PUP him, but again, we need today to kind of evaluate, and we'll go from there. And that doesn't mean, Brad, that we won't still ease those guys in slowly, but it might mean we might not have to PUP him.
Ryan, through spring practices, as you kind of transition from that mindset to go forward, what, in your estimation, differentiated between Mike and Mitch?
Between those two? Yeah, I think you lean on Mike's experience a lot, and you can tell he's been in the league for 4 years, and he with different coordinators, and you can feel that, you know. And they both have their strengths and weaknesses, but I think really right now you really lean on Mike's experience and kind of and some of the things he's been through, and you know that's the reason why he's here, and that's the reason why he's our starting quarterback.
How does that show his experience?
I think you can feel it in the huddle and in the meeting rooms and on the field, and that's natural. It's what you'd expect for a veteran quarterback compared to a rookie quarterback. You know, I think all the things that we value in a quarterback when we watch it, you know, we're going to be, you know, paying attention to his accuracy and his ball placement and his ability to get in and out of the huddle and communicate with his teammates and you know, go through his progressions and just really learn the playbook. I mean, it's pretty substantial what he's going through, and he's doing a great job. And, you know, I think Dal and Dave Ragone are doing a great job as well. And it's just going to be exciting to see that progress. Yeah, you know, that's a challenge for our staff, and, you know, John can touch on that. It's a good problem to have when you got a competitive situation going on there. But, you know, I'm sure those guys will figure it out.
And what we've done, you know, typically in a 12-play period in a segment of practice, you know, we'll spread the reps 4-4-4 for the first, second, third team guy. Now, when you have a fourth guy deep, you know, it's a little bit more difficult. But really at the end of the day, it gives you an opportunity to evaluate people and give them an opportunity. And it's kind of the way we've done things, and we'll continue to do that.
Ryan, how will the new cut down rules affect the way you look at your roster?
Yeah, you know, Pat, I like it. You know, it gives us more roster flexibility, gives us more time to evaluate some of those guys. And I think you'll probably see some teams cut down a little bit early, you know, just on their own. But I like it. Just gives us more roster flexibility and more time to evaluate.
You know, in years past, what's happened is guys, you know, you cut guys based on the healthier team at that point and not based on the, you know, where they are, is what man on the roster. So now at least it prevents that to get through game four in the preseason.
Ryan, what's the plan right now with Kevin White? I mean, are you guys obviously in full health right now, but do you want to stack all these practices, or are you going to still be kind of careful and give him a day off here and there?
He's ready to go. Yeah, he's had a great summer, a great offseason, so he's ready to go. And I think, you know, you can just feel his confidence gaining, you know, in knowledge of the offense and also just being comfortable with his body. So, yeah, he's pretty much unleashed.
You're not expecting him to have to take any, like, rest days or anything?
No, we expect him to be rolling.
Yep. Brian, now, you made it clear that Glennon is the starting quarterback, but if it turns out that Trubisky is more ready than you think and is the best quarterback on this team, would you see enough in training camp in the preseason to know it?
You know, I think, Mark, you know, not dealing in hypotheticals. I think, you know, Glennon's here for a reason. You know, we've evaluated him over the years, and we're very confident in him, and Glennon's our starter, and we're confident with that. So, you know, this thing's going to have to play out, but, you know, Mike Glennon's our starting quarterback, and I don't think now is the time to deal in hypotheticals going forward.
Ryan, why is it so important to you to be so definitive and clear about that right now?
You know, I think, Rich, that's a unique position. I think we all know that, you know. And again, I think there's a lot of evaluation that's gone into this, just no different than anybody we signed. But we're very confident in Mike Glennon. Yeah, it's very natural for him. So, you know, whether it's in our building, you know, or in the meeting rooms, or it's away from the building and getting the guys together over the summer, or, you know, doing things, you know, away from the building. Those are important natural leadership traits that he has that kind of bring his teammates together. And I think that's very easy for him to do. It's very easy for his players to follow him.
Well, a little bit to the earlier question on even Kevin in particular, I think with all our players, you know, obviously health and safety is, you know, a very important area in that. You know, we've adjusted our schedule as far as in camp. We've even tweaked some of our in-season things. But, you know, for where we are right now in the start of it, it's basically we're not going to go 3 hard days in a row. That's an oversimplification. But we have what we call a C schedule that will be plopped in there. It'll be 3 of them through the course of our training camp here at Bourbonnais that actually gives them a chance to recover. So we're just going the extra yard, just kind of look at the health and well-being of our players.
You know, Rich, I think as he's getting back into it, just him playing faster, you know, and I think that comes with confidence. And I think we saw that through the OTAs, and I think we're going to continue to see that.
Ryan, now that Akeem Hicks has his representation, have you guys looked into a contract extension?
You know, we're mindful of all the guys kind of entering their final year, and so those are things that are talked about kind of behind the scenes, and you know how it is with the contracts. We'll keep those things internal.
John, do you think is Ryan giving you a playoff roster? Do you feel like that right now?
Again, it's hypotheticals, and I don't like putting records on seasons. But as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of optimism both in that locker room and in the coaching staff around our building. You know, like I said before, this is the first training camp I've been to where, you know, I wasn't looking at hypotheticals as far as who's going to be on a roster at certain positions. So, you know, where that takes us, you know, time will tell, and that's why we're here. Well, I think, you know, again, you know, you can only speak to what you've done in the past. And I know here recently over the last 2 years has not been very productive. You know, I can see that. I think most people in general can. But I think, you know, our roster's at the point now where I think it is competitive. You know, we've been competitive against some teams even prior to. You know, one of the things I was probably impressed with was how our guys hung together in a tough, you know, dealt a tough set of cards a year ago was impressive. And some of those guys that are going to, you know, be able to make our football team this year. And hopefully we've even improved, you know, with more depth than that.
John, how do you view the pressure the head coach faces in year 3?
Well, it's really like year 28 for me. So it's I'm beyond the feeling the pressure part of it. I think, you know, as a coach, you put pressure on yourself. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people in that building, you know, in those stands on Sundays that, you know, they want to see a winner bad. And, you know, every year, whether it's this year or the last 2 years, that's been the main focus and the main objective, I know, for myself.
You know, I think as we look at it, you know, and again, guys, we're day one in a long process right now. But I think it's exciting. I mean, this is a time when your team, you know, really comes together. And, you know, we're looking for steady improvement. And I think we've assembled the right kind of guys. I know that. Like, the culture and the vibe in the locker room is really good right now. And I think when we talk about playing with toughness and intelligence and passion and all those traits that we strive for, I feel like we got a team that embodies those traits. And it's going to be exciting to see kind of that team come together, which is what this time is for.
Right. You said you were going to be very proactive in the offseason about addressing the injuries.
trying to figure it out, what did you learn about what the issues were with avoiding injuries and rehabilitating?
Yeah, I think, Mark, you know, we're always trying to tweak things. And so I think, you know, John touched on the schedule that was tweaked. And, you know, there's subtle things in the weight room, in the training room. There's things with sports science that we've done with player tracking that we're going to be, you know, using more this year. And those are things. But I think, you know, hey, it's a combative game. Like, it'd be naive to think that, hey, injuries aren't going to occur. And that's why it's upon us to make sure we stack a roster with depth, which I feel like we have better depth now, too. But, you know, we tweaked a handful of things, starting with the schedule and some things with the sports science department.
So is it more like you're hoping things will get better, or you know, based on things you've done, that it will definitely be better than?
I mean, injuries are unpredictable, you know, but we feel, you know, pretty confident with a lot of the things we've done. It, you know, it was a lot of in-depth discussions going forward. There's some optimism there.
Ryan, player tracking, what do you mean? Can you explain that?
So there's different, you know, player tracking. There's different companies that do it. Every player has a tracking device. It's a GPS device in their shoulder pads that can track, you know, total distance traveled, speed, acceleration. But the main thing is basically their training load. And the goal over time is to figure out everybody's optimal training load. Every player is different. And you know when you're crossing a threshold, when you might need to back off a player or push on a player a little bit. It's just getting specific into what a player's ideal training load is. You know, it's, every situation is different, you know. And, again, I can speak, you know, for, you know, I can't say this enough. Our confidence in Mike Glennon is hopefully apparent, you know. And so, yeah, I think for a young quarterback, you know, you want him to take time and develop behind the scenes. And I think that can naturally happen. But right now, you know, our focus is Mike Glennon as our starter and then competition in the backup job.
Ryan, how's the virtual reality technology going to help you guys, or how do you expect it?
Yeah, so it's interesting. Like, you know, it's hard to, if you can find a way to replicate reps outside of the field. I mean, that's valuable and that's critical. And the VR systems have gotten better and better over the years, and so we've invested in that, as you guys know. And I think we're going to start with the quarterback position, to be honest, and then kind of expand from there. Dal and Dave are going to doing a great job with that too. But I think it allows those guys to kind of relive some reps that they might have missed in practice, and kind of roll from there. And then we'll go to other positions, but right now, start with the quarterbacks.
We did a lot of analysis last year, some speculation about your play calling, specifically your use of the ground game. With a full season of evaluation, do you come in today with any philosophical differences, any scheme changes at all?
Well, I think when you look at our run game, we were probably in the top five in the league. That wasn't our problem as far as executing in the run game. You know, I think it's hard to go through a football game and not throw the ball, especially when you're behind. So I think if anything we really need improvement on offensively is in the passing game and then better protection of the football in the passing game.
How does Sanchez factor in all of this? Is he for sure the two, or is that could Trubisky be the two to start the season?
You know, I would say, you know, now if you're going over our depth chart, you know, not to go through every position, Sanchez is the two, you know, as we enter camp. But there's going to be competition there, and we'll do things to create competition. And those guys understand it. It's a healthy competition.
And Sanchez is healthy, right, from what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in good shape. Yep.
Brian, how do you assess the talent you guys have at wide receiver? You signed a handful of guys for one-year deals. You've got some guys that have been productive elsewhere, injured. When you look at top to bottom what you have, are you happy?
Yeah, we are happy, Brad. I think it's a competitive group. You know, it's you know, they all have different traits that we value. You know, some guys are more speed, vertical guys. Some guys are the more, you know, bigger possession guys, good route runners. We expect, you know, a lot of those guys to take a bigger step as they've gotten more play time. And, again, some of these guys on one-year kind of prove-it deals can be a good thing. So I think it's a competitive environment. I mean, I look at the slot position, and that's going to be highly competitive as we go into this camp. And that's a great thing, you know. So it's got a battle out, but we're happy with the group. You know, what's intriguing about him is just with his size and stature, his ability to get in and out of breaks, his route quickness, and then his catch and radius. He's got really good body control to kind of make, you know, adjustments on balls thrown behind and outside his frame. But he's a very good route runner for his size.
Brian, with only, I think, 10 or 11 guys on the team now who were on the team before you two got here, do you feel a greater sense of ownership over the roster or the outcomes here? And if so, how meaningful is
that? Yeah, I think, Rich, that's natural. You know, as we've gotten to this point in time, there's been significant turnover. And, you know, I think, you know, even as we go into this you know, this past offseason. I think we signed the most or close to the most UFAs. And, yeah, so you do feel ownership. And I think, you know, anytime we change a position as significant as quarterback, I mean, that's critical. And, you know, we got a lot of injured players coming back that are important pieces to this team. And then I think, you know, we touched on, you know, a lot of the younger players that have gained experience over the last year or two, that's going to be valuable. So, yeah, we feel there's been a lot of roster turnover, and I think it's changed the talent of the roster, but also the culture of the team.
Ryan, what have you seen from Jordan Howard in building off of what he did last year?
You know, Jordan's, and you guys know this, sometimes, you know, it's funny, you get in, and we're always mindful of this as evaluators, you get into these OTAs and they're in shorts, it's hard to appreciate somebody like Jordan. You put on the full pads, and the instincts and the pad level and the body lean that he runs with, if I'm an offensive lineman, I like blocking for a guy like that. He's going to maximize every carry, and we expect that to continue to get better.
You know, you talk about, you know, how guys grow. I mean, a year ago at this time, we weren't talking about Jordan Howard.
Ryan, what do you want to see of Kyle Fuller?
Yeah, you know, he had a good OTAs and really a good offseason. And, you know, for him, it was stringing together healthy practices. And he's done that. And, you know, from what I can gather, he's had a great summer. And he's been working hard. And so I think the key for him is just staying healthy and putting together consistent practices. And if he does that, you know, it's going to be an important evaluation. Yeah, we have pretty open dialogue with all our players, so we're pretty honest with all of them. So with Kyle, we've had a lot of conversations, and, you know, hey, he's frustrated too. I mean, it's a difficult personal thing when a player's hurt and he's not feeling right. And so I think he's at a healthy state now, and we just got to continue that.
Oh, did you ask me? Yeah. You know, I think you know, we've made a lot of different changes at tight end. You know, I think both in the draft and in free agency, plus with some guys that gained experience. You know, I can remember a point in Soldier Field last year where 85 caught a ball, and I don't know, I'm not sure anybody in our stadium knew who he was. You know, so Daniel Brown, I mean, a lot of those guys have gotten to play and grow, as well as the couple additions that we've made. And, you know, Zach missed a lot of time. I think he was you know, on his way to probably one of his best seasons before he got injured in New York. You know, so I think getting all those guys back that are familiar with us and also ability-wise, you know, guys that we handpicked, you know, I think it'll make us a deeper and better position.
I think really, you know, we talk about our front seven a lot. I think the health of our front seven is going to be important. I mean, Eddie Goldman coming back healthy is going to be significant. Akeem Hicks playing at a high level. You know, signing Jay Howard in the offseason. The two inside linebackers. We know our depth at outside linebacker. I really feel like that could be a strength of this team. We just got to keep that group healthy.
Your seat, as you continue to evaluate John heading into the third season, what's at the center of that evaluation?
I think people, I hear this, you know, pressure on this, but there's pressure on all of us. There's a lot of pressure on me, and we all know what we signed up for. And I think, you know, the focus now is winning games, but if there's one thing that I can stress with John and things that I appreciate every day is look, it's not hard. It is very difficult to change a culture. And John's doing that, and he's done that while also getting younger as a team. And doing that together has been difficult, and I appreciate that with him. So I just think, you know, hey, look, there's pressure on all of us. It's all about winning games. But, hey, this is day one of a long season. I think you guys know when you can feel a team that's come together, you can feel a locker room. And, hey, guys, this is just the very beginning. But you just feel a lot of good teammates, a lot of unselfish, you know, team-first type of players, which I think is really important. And I think we've all seen good teams ascend, and I think it starts with the quality of the character in the locker room, and I think we have good character in our locker room.
Ryan, is that one of the reasons the culture and the track record that gone out of your way to express a commitment to my culture and try to check the attention that you know that you're just going to receive?
Yeah, I think really with Mike, it's, you know, it's really just our confidence in him as a player too, David. I mean, we value him as a player, you know, and so and again, there's a reason we went out and signed him. There's a reason we gave him that contract. And we're very confident, Mike Glennon.
Ryan, you mentioned the front seven, and even corners a little bit. How would you assess the safeties competition opposite Dempsey?
That's a deep competition. You know, there's a lot of intriguing possibilities there. I think of this camp and some of the things that, you know, just personally I'm really excited to evaluate and watch. And one of them is the safety position. You know, there's a lot of quality depth there. There's a lot of young players there. That's going to be a fiery competition that's going to be fun to play out.
What do you think will separate the guys who ultimately make an impact?
You know, I think when we talk about the safety position, it's, you know, the ability to play with instincts, tackle in space, make plays on the ball, you know, which is going to coincide with our pass rush. But I think, you know, we all know, you know, we need to increase our turnovers on defense, and it can start with the safety position.
John, back to the schedule. With the added built-in recovery days, mm-hmm. is it possible that we actually see you guys go harder during full padded practices?
Well, I mean, the expectation is, you know, the fine line's always been in professional football or even football in general. It's a fine line of getting your team ready for contact, and you got to understand they don't do it year-round. It's unlike a lot of sports that way in that, you know, the game modem is way different than maybe the off season and the practice modem. You know, other sports, it's the same. You know, there's not a huge difference like the equipment. You know, so to get that ready and calloused enough for a long, very long physical season and having some guys to get there with, or it's a fine line, always has been. So I think, you know, the game's changed a lot, how people approach the game. I mean, I can remember coming in the league, we had 3-a-days in pads. And that basically stayed true for the first 2 weeks, or 14 straight days. We've come a long ways from then, and, you know, we made tweaks to adjust that in their recovery with our sports science people, and we'll see how that works out.
You know, that conversation is always ongoing, you know, and I just think they want to see, you know, a continued improvement. I think they know that, hey, there's no quick fix. You know, we talk about that, and it's about building this team the right way with the right kind of guys, and we just got to show progress, you know, and I think we will. I think, you know, as we go forward, I think, you know, our fans are going to see that, you know, a tough, blue-collar, grinded-out team that's on the ascension and something they can be part of. I mean, I think those are hypotheticals right now. We're day one into this. We're fired up about the competition, the roster we've assembled. There's a lot of positive energy right now, and let's just start with this camp and build from there.
Coach, not just with the rules and how things have adapted, but with your injury history, do you feel a little handcuffed going into training camp, like you have to call off the dog a little bit? Or?
Not really. I don't know what your reference to injury history is. I don't know many coaches that have never had injuries. But I think, you know, the health and safety of your football team is critical. And I think, you know, our league has approached it that way. I think, you know, this organization always has, and I know we will. You know, I think just at the quarterback position a year ago, and, you know, you get a broken arm and broken leg, you know, and a broken thumb, you know, those things, I don't know how you prevent those, I guess. And, you know, they can be part of the game. But just that position alone, you know, can wreck many, many football seasons, at least in the time I've been involved in the league. And, you know, obviously those are things that we're going to try to prevent and take care of. We had a quarterback bang knees in the offseason that missed some time in Mark Sanchez. So all that stuff is, you know, you try to monitor and control the best you can. And, you know, I think the injury bug hopefully will be better to us this year than it was a year ago.
I mean, there's no more important position in sports than quarterback. We've talked about that. And we've aggressively addressed that position this offseason in a number of ways. You know, and I think we've set ourselves up for success at that position. So it's just got to play out, Mark, right? You know, and you know, Glennon's our starter, and we're confident in him. And we're glad we have Mitch. We're glad we have Sanchez. We're glad we have Connor Shaw. And that thing's just got to battle and play out, and it will. And I'm looking forward to watching that. But, again, it's hard to deal in hypotheticals.
In the development of this, is there a fringe benefit to lowering the pressure of expectations that he might be feeling as the number two overall?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got, you know, knowing Mitch, you know, he puts high expectations on himself. So that's just how he is. So he's going to approach every day like he's the guy. And I like that about him. But, you know, I just think you got to bring these guys along the right way, you know. And, again, you know, you're coming from, you know, a different style of offense and, you know, and with his experience. And I think we're in a position to really handle him the right way going forward. So
when you say you're glad to have Connor Shaw, did the thinking change with him at all? Because he had been released and Sanchez gets injured and you bring him back. I mean, if Sanchez proves he's healthy, is Connor out the door? Or what's the thinking?
Yeah, you know, that, you know, as you know, when you're dealing with 90 players, it's always a very fluid situation and a fluid roster. I can say now, you know, we're glad he's here. You know, he wouldn't be here if we didn't feel like, you know, he was here for, you know, a competitive quarterback environment. We like Connor Shaw, you know, and he's got a chance now to continue to progress and kind of show what he can do.
Ryan, for you or John, you guys historically have only carried two in a practice squad quarterback until injuries came along. Are you committed to carrying three quarterbacks this year?
I think Hub, it just, you know, hey, we'll keep the best 53. If it ends up being three quarterbacks and we determine that's the best 53, then that could easily be the case.
Ryan, you guys made a good investment in Marcus Wheaton. I mean, what are your expectations for him putting in with Cam and Kevin?
Yeah, you know, he brings a speed element, you know, that we value. And so he can really stretch the field. He's professional. I love his attitude. You know, he's kind of, you know, we talked about this before, but kind of the first guy in, last guy out, always working. But really, I think the trait that he values when you think of Wheaton is really the vertical speed that he can bring to the offense. That's important.
Ryan, you said you feel Shaheen can be a contributor as a rookie. What are the indicators you'll be looking for in training camp that show that this transition is not going to be as
You know, Mark, the next thing is going to be his blocking, right? You know, so I think in the OTAs and mini camps, he showed his ability to run routes as a big tight end, his ability to post up and make catches in tight coverage. But now, hey, full pads, you know, blocking big defensive ends, 3-4 defensive ends in our camp. You know, let's see how he handles that. He has the size to do it. The one thing that I can say about him, and really this rookie class in general, is it hasn't been too big for them. There's a balance between not being cocky, but having some swagger and some confidence. And I think that class has that, and that's kind of shined so far. So, but to answer your question, I think the big thing with Shaheen going forward is going to be to handle the physical, combative blocking component.
John, at what positions on the team do you think the Bears need more depth?
Oh, you asked me? Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting for Ryan. You know, I think you're always trying to look to improve, but I can honestly say, as I said earlier, it's not like we've come to this day in camp, like the previous 2 years, and known that we don't have what we need. I think this is the first time that I can look at a depth chart and say, you know, I like all these guys. Now, whether we can make improvements moving forward or not, you know, I'm not into predicting news. I'd rather report it, all right? Some people like predicting it. I think at the end of the day, you know, we'll just let them define that. But I feel as good about the start of this camp than I've ever felt here as a Chicago Bear.
Ryan, the last 2 years, because of circumstances, you guys made offensive line changes 5-6 days before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
Is the plan still to flip-flop Kyle and Josh? And if so, when do you want to know for sure whether that's going to
Well, I think, you know, like Josh, for instance, is not even going to be here probably till Saturday. He just had the birth of a child, and he's going to miss actually reporting to camp. So I don't know on day one for everybody out there charting if that's even going to be a concern this early. But it's something, as I mentioned, and I use this term fool around with, is just more of an experimental area. I think in the O-line, as I've mentioned many, many times, versatility is critical, especially when you suit up. Seven guys on game day, and there's five starters. You know, but who is more comfortable left, right, how they communicate with each other, both with their tackle people. You know, a year ago we started with a rookie center who's now going to be a little further along. So there's a lot of communication that happens, and getting that in practice is going to be critical. So, you know, something we'll play with. I don't know that I'd make it earth-shattering.
Marcus Cooper.
Two more guys.
Marcus Cooper. four interceptions last year. After getting him in the building and kind of seeing what he can do, do you feel like there's some more upside there for him?
Oh, for sure. You know, he missed a little bit of time with the hamstring in the OTAs, but again, we talk about instincts in the secondary and ball skills in the secondary, and Marcus definitely possesses those things. You know, he has the ability to play the receiver and read the quarterback and anticipate throws, and I think you saw that last year. And You know, people forget, you know, he kind of transferred over to corner kind of late in his college career. So there is a lot of upside with him. And he's an intelligent football player with a great work ethic. And I think that bodes well for him.
Ryan, durability was an issue for Leonard from the first day of camp to the season finale last year. What will be different in his case this year?
You said Leonard Floyd?
Yeah.
You know, I think there's been a focus just on, you know, as we add muscle to his frame and you know, there's tackling techniques and things we've talked about. You know, I know Brandon Staley and Vic have worked on that with him, keeping his head up, things like that, strengthening your neck, things like that. All those things are occurring as he matures as a player. It's hard to evaluate some of those positions when we're in half pads or no pads, but I thought he had a really good OTAs in minicamps. I mean, you see his speed, his quickness off the edge, and I think you see his pass rush repertoire kind of developing, his ability to quickly counter. He has a lot more kind of in his toolbox as far as his pass rush moves, which is going to be exciting to see.